Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. One of the things I've been thinking about a lot is that there's so many people I know that are going through major transitions in their life. I see it in school ages. I see it in adult world. Everywhere I look, people are transitioning. And so if I could sit down with you for coffee today, the reminder that I would give you in the middle of those transitions is that God is with you. God is with you. I think the temptation can be, and I'm honest about this, I think the temptation can be that when people come to Christ, they assume everything's going to be perfect. There's a lot of people that really expect problems to go away and for transitions to be easy. But if you've been a believer any time now, you know that's just not true. There are trials, there are problems, there are things that we have to face. Relational friction, financial struggles, physical breakdowns, mental issues that are going on. A lot of times I think people want heaven now, but this is not heaven. This is not heaven. In fact, when Jesus modeled prayer for us, he taught us to pray that God's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because in heaven, God's will is being perfectly lived out, but it's not being lived out perfectly on the earth right now. In fact, the world around us is broken. Everything, I'm telling you, everything was affected by sin at the fall. And so when you start thinking about the weather patterns, and you think about the economy, and you think about the drama and relationships, things don't always go right. Why? Because sin has broken everything. But what I want to remind you is that while we're on this earth, that yes, heaven is promised and heaven is real, but while we're on this earth, we can be reminded that we don't have to face all of this stuff alone. All of the brokenness, all of the heartache, all of the struggles, we don't have to face it alone. Why? Because God is with us. Listen to Isaiah 43, verses 2 and 3. Here's what it says. When you go through deep waters and get in trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God. What I love about this is that this is real life, that there's going to be storms and there's going to be trials and there's going to be deep waters and rivers of difficulty. But notice, God doesn't promise to insulate us from those things. God doesn't promise that somehow we'll go through the deep water and stay dry. He's saying you're going to get wet and you're going to go through some of this, but you're not going to drown. When there's a fire, it may get hot, but you're not going to burn up. You are going to make it. God is with you. That's part of what I believe Paul knew when he wrote in Philippians 4:13 that he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Not talking about feats of courage or strength. He's talking about, I can do all things, the things that God has called me to do, what he's placed me to do. I can do all of those things through Christ who strengthens me, who gives me power to do what he's called me to do. And so I just want to encourage you today. It doesn't mean that you can do anything just because of who you are, but what it does mean is that you can have confidence that when there's troubles, when there's trials, when there's hurt, when there's heartache, the power of Christ is available to you. And now, as I record this, I realize there's a lot of people that don't feel strong right now. There's a lot of people that don't feel like they have strength right now. There's a lot of folks that feel like they don't have what it takes. I would encourage you to pray something like this today. God, would you give me what I need today? Would you give me my daily bread? I need just enough for today. I truly believe that our Heavenly Father that walks with us through all of these trials and troubles, he's going to give you the strength that you need today. Why? Because God is with you.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.